Alliance police investigating a threatening phone call that forced Alliance Community Hospital to lock down Saturday afternoon. Police say a man called the emergency room around 3:30, threatening to shoot up and blow up the building. The hospital was locked down while officers investigated. Entry points were closed, but the hospital remained open for patient care. No one was hurt. The lockdown was lifted around 6 o'clock. Police say there are no suspects this time. Canton man hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after a hit-and-run crash Friday night. Police say 67-year-old James Hill was struck while crossing Market Avenue North near 12th Street Northeast around 7. The driver of a dark-colored vehicle took off after the impact. Hill was taken to Mercy Hospital. The Canton Metro crash team is investigating. Police asking anyone with information to come forward. Firefighters in Massillon called to a blaze Tuesday afternoon at the Bitdeer cryptocurrency and data mining facility. Chief Matt Heck says two buildings under construction were burning when crews arrived around 2 o'clock in the 1100 block of Industrial Avenue Southwest. One fire had mostly burned itself out, and both were extinguished within a half hour. The cause was ruled accidental, likely sparked by a welding operation. No one was hurt. Damage estimated at $100,000. Lexington Township trustees handled mostly routine business at their Tuesday meeting. The road department report included ditch elimination on Lambert Street, sweeping for chip and seal work, and paving on Price and Main Streets and Bon Air Avenue. The fire department logged 54 runs in October, bringing the yearly total to 494. Zoning officials filed tax assessments for mowing on East Main and a demolition on Spruce Drive. Trustees renewed Anthem Medical Insurance for eligible employees and elected officials with a 4% premium increase. They also approved a total of about $91,000 in payments and other routine financial measures. The Starr County Sheriff's Office will hold a rededication ceremony Friday morning to honor the late Sheriff-elect Michael McDonald. Sheriff Eric Weisburn will host the event at the Memorial Garden outside the main entrance of the county jail. The garden was recently moved to its permanent location during construction. McDonald began his career with the Sheriff's Office in 1976 and eventually became Chief Deputy. He was elected Sheriff in 2012 but passed away 4 months later before taking office. The ceremony begins at 11:30 and is open to the public. A woman sent to prison for the drowning death of a one-year-old girl in Youngstown has been released. 32-year-old Adrian Hudson of Youngstown was sentenced last month by Mahoning County Judge Maureen Sweeney to 6 to 9 years behind bars. She pleaded guilty in August to charges of involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. The judge granted a motion to withdraw the guilty plea. The pretrial hearing set for December 11th. Hudson was indicted in January 2024 for the September 2023 incident. London Kaysen was found in a pool at a home on Ridgelawn Avenue, where Hudson was babysitting the girl and her own child. The child's death was later ruled accidental. Mahoning County Clerk of Courts Michael Ciccone owes more than $3,000 in property taxes, according to the County Auditor's Office. Ciccone is behind on taxes for properties on Edgehill Drive, Turner Road, and East Garfield Road. The total owed is more than $3,200. Both Democrats and Republicans continue calling for his resignation over allegations of an inappropriate relationship with an employee. Ciccone has denied the allegations and says he will not step down. Man already serving time for telecommunications fraud is facing new charges in Mahoning County. 66-year-old Clay Crawl of Medina was arraigned Monday in Common Pleas Court in a grand theft charge. He's accused of depriving someone of property or services worth between $7,500 and $150,000. No bond was set. A pretrial hearing scheduled for November 19th. Crawl is serving a 3-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to telecommunications fraud last month. The Youngstown School District will spend at least $1.2 million for security upgrades at the new Youngstown High School. The current East High will receive a gatehouse and upgraded fencing. The Vindicator reports the gatehouse will contain a security system similar to those used in other district buildings to identify visitors before they enter. It allows for background checks and identity verification. The large grassy area around the school will be improved and possibly assigned to spotlight special achievements by students. Let's hope the work will be done in time for the 2026-27 school year. Power was knocked out Tuesday morning in Liberty by a crash involving a suspected shoplifter. WKBN-TV reports police tried to stop a car fleeing the Walmart at about 9:30. The suspect led a chase that ended when he crashed at Belmont Avenue and Colonial Drive. The crash took down utility poles and wires, shutting down Colonial Drive and putting about 1,100 First Energy customers in the dark. The suspect was taken into custody. Service was restored at about noon.